I like for you to know what makes me rejoice, because I want you to rejoice with me in the things about which I rejoice. I want to speak this morning on the subject, I shall know him. The Apostle Paul said, then shall we know even as we are also known. I want you to notice the play on words there. He's looking toward the future. He says, then shall we know. Then he comes back to the past. Even as we are also known. Paul said, someday we're going to know like we are now known. We often apply this to that passage, and I don't think it's an injustice to it. I don't think it's a primary teaching. That's when we get to heaven, we'll be known, and we'll also know. I think that is a truth. I think we get to heaven, we'll know each other, and folks will know us. But I think the primary teaching here is this. Then, out yonder in heaven, we shall know, even as we are now known. We don't know God, all about God, now, but God knows all about us. What the apostle is saying here, I think, is someday we shall know God, and I love this, we shall know God to the same extent that God now knows us. Our Heavenly Father, bless our study and our fellowship and our message this morning. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to know that God loves us. David put it well in Psalm 8 when he said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? It's a wonderful thing to know that God knows all about us. That's one reason why I'm going to put my sword back in the sheath and my gun back in the holster. And I'm not going to start trying to hurt anybody. Because I don't know them. I don't know the whole story. I don't know them. And because I do not know them, I do not know their intents or their motives, and so I'm not going to try to do God's business of punishment. I'll let God take care of that, because God has all the facts. I don't have all the facts. God has all the facts. So I'll leave all the judgment. And by the way, in John chapter 5, it says that all the judgment should be to God. You're not supposed to judge anybody. That's God's business. You're not supposed to criticize anybody. God's the judge, and nobody else is supposed to judge. But since I don't know, I will sheathe my sword and scabbard my gun, and I will not try to enter into the punishment or the sentencing, because I do not know everything. God does. And it's a wonderful thing to be known by God. You know, I guess all of us have a desire for folks to understand us. I sometimes do. When I get, you know, every once in a while, not often, but every once in a while, I get a little bit, a little kind of a pity pain, just occasionally, not often, just about once every hour. But every once in a while. And when I do get there, and I shouldn't be there at all, and it's a shame to be there, so I don't stay very long, because there's nobody there to pity me anyway, so there's no use in telling your troubles to anybody. Nobody's going to hear or listen. But anyway, I sometimes wish folks knew me. And then there are other times, and I think about how honorary I am. I'm glad they don't know me. But I sometimes wish folks knew me. Sometimes I wish everybody had to pass to this church for one day. Just for one day. I'd like to get you back. But I'd like to be your member one day, too. But it's a wonderful thing. To be known. God knows me. God knows what I do, but God knows why I do it. God knows what I say, but God knows why I say it. And David was saying that. He said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? He is in your mind. You know him. And the son of man that thou visitest him. Then, of course, the apostle wrote that amazing scripture where it says that God remembereth that we're dust. God remembereth that we're dust. Now, we don't. We expect everybody to be perfect except me. But God knows we're dust. We make a mistake, and God says, I'm disappointed in you, but I know you're dust, and you're still my child. And God knows that. God knows us. Here, however, the Apostle Paul turns it around. And he says, not only am I glad that God knows me, but he said, I'm glad that someday, to the same extent that God now knows me, I shall then know God. Hey, think that one through for a while. Go home and spend a while on that one. How well does God know you? Everything about you. How well should I know God? Everything about him. How well does God know you? Why you do what you do. How well would I know God? I know why he does what he does. How well does God know you? He can read your mind. How well will I know God someday? I'll read his mind. And to the same extent, you talk about having fun. We get to heaven, we'll know God. We can figure him out, and we'll know him. And we'll grow to know him to the same extent that God now knows us. Oh, yes. When we got saved, when you got saved, you met Jesus, and you know him as your Savior, but you barely know him. You accept his gift of eternal life, and you know him as your Savior, but you barely know him. Oh, yes, we can learn to know him better, Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Paul said, I want to know him better. I want to know him, and I want to know the power of his resurrection, and I want to know the fellowship of his suffering. I know, 2 Timothy 1:12 says, I know whom I have believed. And I liked that preached not long ago. I now know whom I have believed. Now, I believed on him, but didn't know him. Oh, as my Savior, but didn't really know him. Paul said, after all these years of walking with God and fellowshipping with God and serving God, I now know him. I know whom I have believed. I believed in him, but didn't know him. Look, when you got married, you didn't know him. You wouldn't have married him if you'd known him. You didn't know him. You didn't know her. Somebody said yesterday, said, oh, all the troubles in this wedding. I said, man, it'll seem like heaven compared. But anyway, the honest, simple truth is, you don't know her. You didn't. You do now, but you didn't then. You said to have and to hold from this day forward. You didn't know you'd have so much to hold in this day forward. But to have and to hold from this day forward, and be careful you say it. Okay. But I'm saying you knew him when you married him, or you knew her, but you did not know much. You did not know that she didn't screw the lids on the top of the ketchup jar and bottle, and every time you'd shake the ketchup, it hit the ceiling. You didn't know that then. You didn't know how bad his feet. But anyway, you didn't know those things then. Now, when I got saved, I met Jesus, and that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But may I say this? I now know him. I do not know him like I will someday know him, but I know him better than I one day did know him. I now know whom I have believed. Now, in spite of that fact, even the one who knows God best has barely scratched the surface. Think of how he knows me. Bible said, Paul said, I shall then know even as I am known. Oh, let me ask you a question. Who knows us now? You don't know me now. I don't know you now. But he says, I am now known. Well, he only could be talking about God because God was the only person that knew Paul then. So since he was saying, we shall know even as we are also known, the only also known person has to be God himself. So God also, he knows me. And Paul is saying, there will be a day when I will know him like he now knows me. Now, if that be true, let's examine how he now knows. Let's step out. Is something wrong back there in the back? Hey, back in the back. If somebody's ill, take them out. Would you please? But don't stand back there. Folks are watching you all over the building. If someone is ill, go ahead and take them out. That's fine. Thank you very much. All right. Now then, Paul said, God knows me. Look, folks, that's a wonderful thing. When man does not understand you, God does. When man does not know why you do what you do, God does. And someday we shall know him like he now knows us. Now the question comes, how does he now know me? I cannot know how I shall know him until I know how he now knows me. I shall know as I am now also known. So I must find how am I known in order that I may find out how I will know him. I love this. Number one, God knows me with a foreknowledge. So I shall know him then as he knows me now. So I will know him with a foreknowledge. God knows what I'm going to do before I do it. Consequently, someday I shall know what God is going to do before God does it. I was thinking about this last week. I thought about this truth. God knew I was going to get saved in August of 1937. And God knew it. And because God knew it, God's excited about it. And I think God said, one more month, and Jack's going to get saved. You see? And the next day, 29 days, and Jack's going to get, he knew I was going to get saved. Well, didn't he die for me? If he died for me, he wanted me saved. And so God said, 28 more days. We got a gal on our staff named Terry Martin. Oh, my soul. She is wacky over a guy. I've seen him. I can't figure out why. But he's here this morning. I'll let you see him, and you'll have a hard time figuring out why, too. But no, he's a good guy. But I meet Terry in the hallway, and now for weeks, every time I see her, she says, 47 more days. She never says hello to anybody. She says, you say, hello, Terry, 47 more days. Next day, good morning, Terry, 46 more days. So we don't even say good morning to her anymore. We just say how many. And 26 more days, 25 more days. Where is Terry? Where are you, Terry? Raise your hand way up high. Oh, she's in, that's right, she's over in the Educable Flow, not as a customer, but as a teacher. But if you could see, but anyway, that's the way God knows me. Do you know God knew that they were going to get an Illinois license for that wedding yesterday? I think God laughed about it all week. He said, hey, Peter, guess what's coming up next Saturday? Guess what they're going to do? Brother Colson's going to make a mistake and forget to tell her to get an Indiana license. Ah, listen. I can't wait till I can foreknow. I can foreknow. I mean, if God's going to do something for me, I'll know it before he does it. Can you imagine the possibility of that? Now, look. This is one of the sweetest things about heaven to me, and I can't wait till I get there, though I don't want to take the next trip. But I wouldn't mind going on the next load, really, if I didn't have to hurt too much as I went. But if I could just, boom. But heaven, my soul. Can you imagine how a foreknowing God is going to talk with foreknowing people? Huh? God's going to give you something in heaven, and you're going to say, God, he gives it to you. You're going to say, I don't tell you this, but I already knew it. And God's going to say, I already knew you knew it. And I'm going to say, I already knew you knew I knew it. Hey, look, there's so many possibilities there. God knows me with a foreknowledge. Now, God did not make me get saved. God gave me a will. And he said, if you will believe on me, I'll save you. And if you don't, I won't save you. You'll go to heaven if you trust me. You go to hell if you don't. Now, by the way, you will too. I don't care what the liberals say. You go to hell if you don't get saved. You burn forever in hell if you don't get saved. But God doesn't choose anybody to go to hell. God never says, I want him to go to hell and him to go to heaven. God never says that. Anybody believes that, sort of wacky, and he thinks he's smart, and he's trying to think of some doctrine God can't think of. He wants to impress his students in some college or some seminary somewhere. You go to heaven because you decide to go to heaven. But though God did not choose those to go to heaven and those to go to hell, God did know and does know who will choose him. And so God looked down and said, Isn't you folks going to get saved this morning? God knew you would. You're going to trust the Savior, and God's having a spell right now because He can't wait for me to get through preaching. You can't either. But He can't wait for me to get through preaching. Why? Because God foreknows everything. And it says, we shall know even as we are also known. How am I known now? God knows me with a foreknowledge of what I'm going to do. I will know God with a foreknowledge then of what God is going to do, for I shall know Him then, even as He knows me now. There's a second thought I share with you. God not only knows me with a foreknowledge, but He knows why I do what I do. God knows why I do what I do. Now, since I will know as I am known, and since the same way God knows me now is the way I will know Him, then God knows me now. He knows why I do what I do. Then, bless God, I'll know why God does what He does. Everything God does, I'll understand it. I don't now. I don't. I promised God years ago I'd be honest with Him. I heard Dr. Ryan say this one time. Oh, it's been good night. 25 years ago, I guess. And I heard Dr. Ryan say, he said, I decided to keep no secrets from God. I decided to tell God exactly how I feel. And of course, Dr. Ryan says, if he could keep any secrets from God. Anybody could have. Dr. Ryan could have. But God knew him already. But Dr. Ryan said, I'll just tell God how I feel. And so that impressed me. I heard him say it one time. And that impressed me. And I decided then not to hold back anything from God. And I'll be honest with you. I often say to God, now, God, I trust you, but that's not the way I do it. It just doesn't make sense to me. That's not the way I do it. But you know, not only does God know why I do what I do, meaning that I will then know why God knows what He... I'll then know what... I'm not sure what I'll know. God knows why I do what I do now. I will know then why God does what He does. But wait a minute. God also knows now why I did what I have done. And then, one of the greatest things about this, I will then know what or why God did what He did while I was here. I don't understand it. And I honestly, sometimes look to God and I say, God, it just... To me, it doesn't seem fair. Now, I'm not saying it isn't fair. It just doesn't seem fair to me. Now, I'm not saying you're being unjust. I believe you're a just God. But I must tell you, God, it does not seem just to me. Now, I tell you that. I always think He's just because I think He's omniscient and knows it all. But I sometimes it appears to be unjust to me. I always think God is being fair, but sometimes it appears to me that God is not being fair, and I'll come to God and say, God, now I know you're being fair because you're God, but it looks to me from down here like it is not fair, and God has to say to me, you've got to trust me. That's what faith is all about. I guarantee you one thing. God is sure going to be happy to get vindicated. God's going to be happy to get you off His back. God's going to be happy when He says, okay, you doubted me. In fact, sometimes even got bitter against me, and I can't comprehend that. I just can't comprehend anybody getting bitter at God. God gave His Son for you. Jesus died on the cross for you. And if you don't understand a thing God ever does for you, you'll have to love Him. Good night! You're going to heaven because of Him. However, there'll be a time when all the things you couldn't understand, you will understand. Even if God doesn't tell you, He won't have to tell you. Somebody said, in heaven someday God will sit down and tell us why He did everything He did. You won't have to. He won't have to tell you. You'll be able to read His mind like He reads yours now. I don't understand it. I know a little lady here now I've known probably longer than I've known apart from my family, anybody in this room. I'm not sure that's true, but I've known her 27 years since I've been here, and I knew her almost 7 years while I was down pastoring in Garland, Texas. That's 34 years I've known her. She has what is incurable disease, man says. And she's not an old woman. I don't understand that. But one day I will understand that. I don't understand why Mrs. Ferris was taken at the age of 45. I told God that. I said, God, when she was that sick, I said, now, God, it just seems like to me that Wally needs her. And it seems like to me those children need her. And I know we need her here at the church. And I can't understand it. And when I heard she was gone, I told God, I don't understand it. I can't figure it out. But I know this. I know He's God. I know He can figure it out. And I don't have to figure it out. But bless God, I'll someday know Him like He now knows me. And I'll be able to figure out why God does what He does. How will I know God? I'll know God as He now knows me. How does He now know me? He knows me with foreknowledge. He knows why I do what I do. He knows why I have done what I have done. So I will then in heaven know God with a foreknowledge. And I will know why God does everything He does. And I will then find out why God did what He did down here. Look, folks, I could look anywhere in this building this morning. Just any section. And just spot somebody just like that. But I can't figure out why God has done what He's done in their lives. And I'll be honest, I can't always figure out why God does what He's done in my life. I can't understand that. I've said to God time and time again, you know I'm sincere. You know I am. You know my heart. You know all I've got is Yours. And You know how hard I work. And You know my sincerity. I don't understand why You did it, but You're my God. I believe there's a reason for it. And I'm willing to wait. I'm willing to wait. Because that's one of the joys of heaven, is finding out why He did it. And that's one of the joys of heaven, is finding out why He does what He does then. And you'll never doubt Him again. And you'll never wonder again. And you'll never say, I can't figure it out again. Look, if you can't figure it out, just tune in your channel to His mind. And look in His mind. And read it. That's why you ought to be careful what you think, because God knows what you think. And I shouldn't put it this way, but when I get to heaven, God better be careful what He thinks, because I'll know what He thinks. I shall know. Look, maybe it's because I'm getting close to 60, but brother, heaven sounds good to me. Maybe it's because I'm getting older, and maybe it's because of the normal involvements and trials of this old world. I don't understand what it is, but I guarantee you one thing, it is not so bad to go to heaven. My mother is not really having a bad time right now. And Mrs. Ferris is not really having real problems right now. I'm saying, one of the finest things about it is to the same extent that God knows me, I will know Him, which means since He knows me with the foreknowledge, I will know Him with the foreknowledge. Since He knows why I do what I do, I will then know why He does what He does. Since He knows why I have done what I have done, I will then know why He has done what He's done down here. And number four, He knows what I'm thinking. God knows what I'm thinking. He says, that's why He could say, before they call, I'll answer. Won't it be good? And you'll look in God's mind and find out what He wants before He asks you for it. You'll find out what God wants you to do before He asks you. And the Lord's about to tell you to do something. You say, the Lord says, I want you to do something now, today, up in heaven. I want you to do something. And you will say, I already did it. You did? How did you know? The little bird told me. How did you know what I wanted? Been reading your mind. Boy, you talk about something to learn. The great mind of the God. We'll know. We can read His mind. We can know what He thinks. We can know why He does what He does. We can know God in the same. Doesn't the Bible say we shall be like Him? Yeah. Well, He is omniscient. That makes me one day knowing it all. I already do. But at least I think I do. But that makes one day me knowing God just like God knows me. Why in the world you folks want to turn down Jesus and go to hell and burn all that time while we're having all that fun? I don't understand you. And there you are burning and screaming and crying and begging for mercy and forever and ever and ever and ever in hell. Well, I'm up there studying God's mind. Understand it. All you got to do is come to Christ and accept His gift of eternal life on the basis that you're a sinner and sinners are lost and going to hell, and Christ became the virgin-born Son of God and went to the Calvary's cross and paid your price on the cross of Calvary. And if you put your faith in Him and trust Him to take you to heaven, He'll do it. But you say, preacher, what have I got to quit? You got to quit unbelief. That's what you got to quit. He knows what I'm thinking. There's a fourth thing, a fifth thing. Not only does God know me with the foreknowledge, so I will then know Him with the foreknowledge. Not only does God know why I do what I do, but so I then will know why He does what He does. Not only does God know why I did what I have done, and someday I'll know why God did what He did while I was here. Not only does God know what I'm thinking, but number five, God loves me with a perfect love. And that means I can love Him back exactly as He loves me. I've often felt sorry for God. I said to God not long ago, I said, God, I feel for you. You made us to love you, and we get all the loving. That doesn't sound right. The purpose of our creation was to love God. The reason God made us was for the praise of His glory. The reason God made a race called the human race was so we'd love Him. And yet the honest, sad, and tragic truth is, we get all the loving, and God rarely ever gets any. But then, I'll be able to love Him like He now loves me. We're on ground now that is some of my favorite ground. I want God to be loved. I feel so sorry for God. That's a horrible statement, isn't it? But I feel so sorry for God. May I go back to my pity pain a little bit that I have once ever 50 years? Or is that 50 minutes? May I go back there? Every once in a while, not often, but I wonder this. Is there anybody in the world that loves me like I love them? Now, I'm sure that's silly, but I often wonder that. I'll say this tonight in more detail. One of the few reasons why I feel I ought to still be your pastor instead of some younger man is because the thought of some guy coming in here and preaching to you that hasn't learned to love you for 27 years breaks my heart. I want you to be loved like you deserve to be loved. And God knows. One of the main reasons why I want His love is so I can love you like you ought to be loved. But I want to love God like He wants to be loved. I've used this half a dozen times through the years. I'll never forget one time when Dave came to my office when he was youth director here. One graduation night, I was talking to Al Gomez's daughter, Leslie Gomez, and an appointment with us after graduation. He knocked on the door, and I went to the door, and he was crying uncontrollably. And I said, "What is it, Doc?" He said, "Dad, I've got to see you. I've got to see you." And I said, "What is it, son? I've got an appointment here, Leslie Gomez." He said, "Dad, I've got to see you now." And I said, "Leslie, would you stay here just a minute? I'll walk over to my secretary's office." And I walked in. I said, "What is it, Doc? Is somebody sick? Has somebody died?" He said, "No, sir." He said, "Dad, it just dawned on me, those kids that just graduated I love with all my heart. But," he said, "they're gone now. They're not in the youth department anymore." He said, "Dad, I just had to get for a few minutes with somebody who loves me like I love them." He said, "I just had to be for a few minutes with somebody who loves me as much as I love them." And I said, "You found him, Doc. You found him." I wonder if God doesn't sometimes wish He could just spend a minute or two with somebody who loves Him like He loves us. I told Dave that night, I said, "Doc, that's why your dad's alone so much. That's why I walk alone much of my life. I cannot love Him like He loves me. But I want to love Him as near like He loves me as is possible for a human being to do. I want to love Him like He deserves to be loved. But one day, blessed be God, When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be able to love him then exactly like he loves me. Won't that be good for God? Huh? We can sit together and God will be able to absorb the same love that he has given all these generations. Paul said, now I know in part. Now I see through it last darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am also. No. Last thing. God knows how much we love him. Since I shall then know God as well as God knows me now. Since God can measure my love for him. God knows how much I love him. He sees my heart. God knows how sincere I am when I say what I said a while ago. He knows whether I'm just trying to impress you or whether I love him. You know, you don't know. You could guess, but I know and he knows. But he knows. He knows how much I love him. And one day, I'll know God enough to know exactly how much God loves me. Could we, with him, with what we sang a while ago, the ocean filled, and were the sky of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, or could the whole contain the scroll, oh, stretch from sky to sky. I love to hear every little child that puts his mouth at the bottom of my door and says, I love it, Brother Howells. I love every little note I get from somebody that says, Preacher, I love you. This week I was in New York City. I was sitting on the pulpit, on the platform, ready to preach. Just before I preached, the pastor said, oh, here's a letter for you. I opened the letter, and it's from one of our staff members. And I read it just before I preached. Said, Dear Brother Hiles, I want you to know you never leave town without me praying for you. And he said, I wonder what kind of room you have. I wonder if you're comfortable. I wonder if you're eating right. I wonder, he said, if some young preacher boy will have his life changed while you preach as you changed my life 16 years ago. Brother Hiles, I just want you to know that I wonder about you and wonder how you're doing. He said, what I'm trying to do is I'm awkwardly trying to say, I love you. I love every expression. But the most amazing thing to me is that God loves me. We sang it this morning in the class. I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. Sing it. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. But with this mind I've got, I can't understand how much he loves me. I wish I could. I'd enjoy it more. I wish I could understand and comprehend, but he understands how much I love him, and I shall then know him as he knows me now. Several months ago I was preaching, and I got in the sermon, and I just absolutely, my mind was so tired, I had a hard time thinking. And I had to tiptoe through, and I was rational, but my mind was exhausted. and went back to my room, and I got on my knees, and I said, God, I'm sorry. I can't help it. My mind's tired. I'll be glad when it's not, so I can measure His love and give Him the love He so richly deserves. There are many wonderful things about heaven. I mentioned a few on recent Sunday morning. There are many wonderful things. Yes, I'm looking forward to walking on streets of gold. Yeah, I'm looking forward to walking through gates of pearl. Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing my mama and meeting my two little sisters I never met. Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing Blandford Duff and all the other dear people that have gone from our church rolls here to the Doryland. Yes, I'm looking forward to see Jesus. I've been preaching about Him for 40 years. I'm looking forward to seeing about whom I've preached and whom I've defended for all these years. But I just don't know of anything that excites me quite as much as someday to sit down and love Him. Jesus says, I love you, son. And I say, I love you, Jesus. And Jesus says, you love me. Just like I love you. And I'll say, Jesus, I've been wanting to do this a long time. I'm so glad that I now can know, even as I have always by you been known. Father, this is too deep for me, but it's wonderful. And the fact that it's too deep for me is what makes it wonderful, because it won't always be too deep for me. Because someday I'll know like you know me now.